as Kasty said in one of her blogs, I am not a missionary. But what you see up here, and I thought about this title, Uganda 2016, like we're going somewhere else in 2017, but I had to name it something. So, but we did go, two Sundays ago we left to go to Uganda to see Cassidy. Cassidy went to Uganda in 2011 for the first time. She was in the Baptist Student Union at her school, North Greenville University, and they sponsored a trip to Uganda to visit a church that the BSU leader at North Greenville had helped to, not really helped start the church, but the church was very bad shape when he got there. He served in this little town called Hoima for a number of years as a missionary. So every year, about twice a year, he takes a team over there to help them and evangelize and so forth. So Cassidy went there in 2011. She went back again in 2012 she went. She went back again in 2015 in the summer and helped there for a month. She went back this past August to another town in Uganda, which is Jinja, and she is teaching there in a small, I call it a small Christian school. It's called the Kilimbera Homeschool Center. It's a number of people that have banded together and got a little building, and they have, I don't know, they have about 20 students total. Cassidy's class has 7, 8, 6 and 7th graders. So it's a small, really a Christian, basically a Christian, a small Christian school, because they do teach, you know, from the Bible and among the other subjects that they teach. But we went over basically to visit Cassidy and see what she had done. This is the a picture of us. You can't see the children's home, but we were going to the children's home, which is sponsored and started by the Hoima Baptist Fellowship, which is the small church there in Hoima. But this is just some of the neighborhood kids. As soon as you walk up, they start hollering Mzungu, because that's what they call white people there, is Mzungus. They don't see them very often in this particular town. And so they know that white people bring them candy. So they come and gather around, and we obliged them with some candy the next day. But these are some that come to greet Kay and I. This is Cassidy inside the little children's home. I don't know exactly which. I think she was helping them make basically Easter baskets. We got there a little after Easter, but we wanted to give them an Easter egg hunt to give them some Easter eggs and so forth. So Cassidy was helping them do this. This children's home is, again, sponsored by Hoima Baptist Fellowship. A few years ago, right after Cassidy went in 2012, they found a little family that was just living terribly, just in squalor, really, living in a dirt floor hut. The mother was dying of AIDS, and they drank water out of a ditch. And so the church got these children and started the children's home, and there's about 15 or so children there in the children's home now. This is something else that Cassidy does. So we spent a couple of days up at Hoima with the children at the children's home. And by the way, they're building a huge new children's home over there. The building just roughly looks to me like be 50 by 150, a large building. So they need our prayers on that. This is another just ministry that Cassidy helps out with on Thursdays. They actually go into the schools. Cassidy and these two girls and us went to this school on Thursday. Okay, we went to this school on Thursday, and these are girls in here actually. They all keep their hair cut short, but all of them are girls. And they're teaching them the True Love Waits series. I think some of you may know that. But these two girls and don't have a picture. These two girls here and Cassidy did a great job of taking these girls through a little 45-minute lesson on abstinence, true love waiting, and those sorts of things. But there you see them. I think this is probably when one of the girls was leading them in prayer. Again, they're praying. You can see that it's, you know, the condition of the buildings there is not too good. This is one of Cassidy's friends from downtown. I think this is Tina. This is Cassidy in her little schoolroom. Again, the Killenberry Homeschool Center. And she's got about 8 students in there. This is the Bible study that Cassidy and another lady leads on Tuesday nights. Mary, I don't know the girl. The girl in the black is Mary. Just a couple other pictures of that. This is the whole group. The girl right on Cassidy's left is Lillian. So Cassidy and Lillian started this Bible study. And this little room you see, it's one room. This is where Lillian lives. She has one room. She has no inside water, no inside toilets or anything. They eat off the floor. They just put a blanket down on the floor and eat off the floor. This is Cassidy teaching. Some other pictures. Praise and worship in this little building. This is Cassidy's roommate, Lauren. She's from Oklahoma. She teaches us the seminary. There's a seminary in Jinja that has about 300 students, 300 pastors from all over Uganda. This is what you see just right down the road. When we first went, I expected that we would see pockets of poverty, but it's like this everywhere. Just everywhere you see people, this is what you see. And that's, I don't know why I got another picture of that. I wanted to end on this slide to ask you to pray for this young man and his wife. This is Britton and Mary, and I don't remember their last name. But they live there in Hoima. They're part of the Hoima Baptist Fellowship, help with the children's home. But they feel burdened of God to go to the Eek tribe, which is in northeastern Uganda, a very primitive group of people that do not speak English. Cassidy and her group visited them back this past summer, and they taught them to say Jesus loves me, and they taught them just basic things about how to take a wet wipe and wipe their nose and keep their nose clean. So that's the kind of folks that they are. But it was touching to me that Britton has trained to be a nurse, so that he can go to the Eek and help them with their physical needs, but also bring the gospel to him. So he and this young lady have been married about 6 or 8 months, and they have a burden to go to the Eek people and see those people be saved. And so I wish you would, remember to pray for Britton and Mary. They're a good couple. We had prayer with them, just very nice people, love the Lord. Cassidy told me, she said, Daddy, when I first met this guy, he walked up to me, stuck his hand out. He says, my name's Britton, and I love Jesus. And so that's the kind of people they are. But just pray for all these folks. Pray for Cassidy as she continues to serve over there. She is planning on just serving one term, coming back here in July. But I feel like she'll be making some short-term trips to Uganda over the next several years. So thank you.